This is the story about Koichel. We mentioned that Mashiach is supposed to be a Merich V'dayin. Bar Koiziva Malach Tartenshin Upalga. They told the Rabbanan, I'm Mashiach. They said, really? You're Mashiach? Let's see. Could you be a Merich V'dayin? Kun Paskin, boom. Kablu, they went ahead and they killed him. Really, these few lines of Gemara is Enei Oime Ela Darsheni. For a few reasons. Number one, it sounds like the Yidden killed Bar Koichel. It's not the history. The history is that he was killed by the Romans. He died in battle. That's not how Bar Koichel was killed. Also, Bar Koichel says, Ich bin Mashiach, give a schmeck. He didn't have the Reichoni Pikchen, and as a result, this is a raya. Right? It's very, very funny. The truth is, if you look at Rashi, Dibra Maskel Bar Koiziva, Rashi says, Mi Malchus Hurdasaya. Rashi says he was from the kings of Hurdas. Now, little Jewish history. Hurdas' family reigned and ruled over the Jews for the last 103 years of Bayesheni. When did Bar Koichel live? He lived in the year 120, 130. He lived in the years, in the times of Rabbi Akiva already. This is 50, 60 years nach the Churban. So what does that mean? He's Mimalchei Hurdasaya. It's a Medrash Pliya. If you look in the Maseiras Hashas, it says, Tzorich Loimer Achar Malchei Hurdas. You have to say, Noch Malchei Hurdas. It's a little bit dachuk. If you look at the Yad Ramah says Mefurish, he was a Melech Bisman Bayesheni. He's a Melech Bisman Bayesheni. That's not the Bar Koziva that we know. It's not Bar Koichva. He's a king all these years later. It came as a result of right, Beitar, the Gansa Maisa. So what's Pashub Shah? What's going on over here? So the emes is, the Pashta seems that the Rishonim didn't want him to be Bar Koichva because the Taka doesn't stem with everything that we know about Bar Koichva. So it must be somebody else. And this person was claiming he was Mashiach. They told him to be Merich V'dayin. He couldn't do it to Kotlu. They ended up killing him. But I'll tell you a Dover Nifla that I saw in the Margolis Hayam. Number one, he says, if you take a look in the Yalkut Shemoyni, in Sefer Shmuel, so over there you have the whole Gemara we have, Hanani, Mishal, Vazariah, everything is playing itself out over there in Sefer Shmuel. And the Gemara even brings this postscript over here. Ki hod bar koziva, malach, Tartin Shnin Upalga, Amal Hulu Rabban and Anama Shicha, Amr Leibin Meshicha Ksiv Vaharichai, Umariach Vidain. Period. It doesn't say Vikotlu. In Yalkut Shemoni, it doesn't say Vikotlu. And he says, Yosin Nir al Derechav, and this is for sure the Pashem Shah, that it's not Vikotlu. He ended up getting killed. They maybe allowed him, they facilitated him to get killed. But he says, take a look at Yalkut Shemoni. It says, Mamish Loshoin Shel Chazal, without that last word, the Kotlu, which of course stems much better with everything that we know about Bar Koichva. Now, by the way, I just want to be clear. When I say everything we know about Bar Koichva, I don't mean the story of Flavius Josephus, who wasn't even alive at that point. It's not what I'm referring to. I'm talking about Chazal. And really, the story of Bar Koiziva, the real story of Bar Koichva, is mentioned in the fourth parak. It's in Yerushalmi Masechtas Tainis. The whole story of Bar Koichva is mentioned in Yerushalmi. And it says before that the Romans killed him, right? That's where the mutch is coming from. It's not coming from, oh, because all the historians, I don't care what the historians say. I mean, the Rambam says, Ilchus Malachim, but it's Pasha, it comes from a Yerushalmi. It's the Mefurish Chazal that he was killed. He was Nerag bin Mulcham. But I'll tell you, Mamish, this is such a Dover Niflet. It's so Pasha, but it's so classic, Rav Reuven Margolis. He says like this, what is the story of how Bar Koichel was killed? So we have a long great bite on this in the Sugi of Kamtza Bar Kamtza. I think it's called Churban Beitar. But it's a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says like this. Yerushalmi says that Hadrian the Great, Adarionis, he laid siege on Beitar, which ultimately was destroyed as a result of the failed Bar Koichel revolution. But he laid siege for 3.5 years, and he couldn't penetrate. And the reason he couldn't penetrate is because there was a Yid, a Tzadik, a Tana, we've all heard of him, Rabbi Loza Hamoidoi. And he was Yoshev al-Asak, Malo Efer, u'mispalo b'chol yoyim. Va'oymer, and he said, Riboy no yilobim, al-teisha b'din ha-yoyim, al-teisha b'din ha-yoyim. And every single day he davened, and because of his tefillas, he was able to prevent this terrible din from coming about. Either way, there was a kuti that chapped what was going on. He chapped that the reason Hadrian is not successful in his siege is because of this Yid, Rabbi Loza Amidoy. So he goes back to Hadrian and he tells him, I have a little bit of information. I think I have a way for you to be able to take down the Jews. He said, there's this one person who's praying. It's his prayers that are preventing you from being successful in what you're trying to do. Let me handle this. So this kuti goes and he whispers nothing into the ear of Rabbi Loza Amidoy. He didn't whisper anything to him. Saying that on purpose. He looked like he was whispering something, but he went over to him, you know, he moved his lips a little bit, and he told him a secret, but he really didn't say a word. And he did it in a way where the chevra were going to see what was going on. In the meantime, the people that witnessed this go over to the kuti. He says, what did you just tell Rabbi Lazma? He says, I can't tell. He says, wait, if I tell you, they're going to kill me. He says, tell me what happened. So he says, okay, I have no choice. I'm going to have to tell you. He said that I want you to know Rabbi Lazma Mudai. I just recruited him to be a spy, and as a result, he's going to now work on behalf of Hadrian. He's not Mishalochem anymore. He's Mishalipa. Please don't repeat this, because if you repeat this, I'm dead. Hadrian's going to kill me. I can't do this under... This is something that stays between us. Immediately they go and they call Rabbi Elazar Meidoi. They say, Rabbi Elazar Meidoi, what did the Kuti tell you? He didn't say a word to me. He says, what did he tell you? We saw him whisper. He says he whispered nothing at Keplopet. He didn't say a word. And what did you respond? He said, I go to Bar Koichva. He goes to Bar Koichva. Bar Koichva looks at him. Bar Koichva says, I don't trust you. Yav lechad ba'oit. He gave him one kick. Bar Koichva kicked Rabbi Elazar Meidoi. V'katle. And he killed Rabbi Elazar Meidoi. Miyad yotzes Abaskol. Abaskol came out and quoted a pasuk in Zechariah. I'll skip the pasuk. It says, Harakdos Rabbi Elazar Meidoi. Zeroyen shal Yisrael. Ve'en yeminam. Lefichach zeroyen shal oisaya ish. Yavosh tivosh. Ve'en yeminoi koyis sichtem. Miyad. Immediately after Bar Koichva killed Rabbi Elazar Meidoi, Nilketo Bebeitar, Menerek Ben Koziva, and he went ahead and he was killed. This is the story. This is the story that the Yerushalmi tells of how Rabbi Elazar Meidoi was killed. Said Rabbi Ruvar Margolis, the two Gemaras are the same Gemaras. What happened? They brought Rabbi Elazar Meidoi to Bar Koichva, and they told him he's a traitor. He said he's a traitor. He's working for the enemy. And he looked at him. Rabbi Elazar said, it's not true. And he went... And he said, you know something? I don't trust Rabbi Elazar Meidoi. I think that Kuti is telling the truth. He smelled out the story and he got it wrong. And they chap that if you're not able to be Meirich V'doyen, because you botched Rabbi Elazar Meidoi and you didn't chap that he's telling the Emes, must be you're not the real thing. And Klal Yisrael backed off of Bar Koichva. And the minute they backed off of Bar Koichva, miyad nilket abeitar. That's what happened. He said, Rabbi Ruvar Margolis, it's poshet. This one little gemara right here, it's Sanhedrin of Meirich V'don, the rest of it, he says it with such a pashtus, it's so emes and it's so pasha once you hear it, but only once you hear it. Either way, this is a little bit the rest of the story.